As promised, Richard reminded me before I get to a couple of stories, I wanted to tell you about some year-to-date stats where you pull out sales that never were in MLS. It's known as you see a sale come up one day on the market, and it says for statistical purposes only. There's usually one picture. Sometimes, if you're lucky, you could run a history and it was on the market not too long ago, so you could see what it is. But many times you don't. It just comes out of nowhere. So, what I started doing looks like back in 2016, I thought, yeah, what, how does that change the stats? And most notably, it changes the days on market. Obviously, because if you have a bunch of sales that are one day on market, you take them out, then suddenly the year-to-date days on market, which we have today, is 17.66. I'm sorry, that's the number of sales per week. The days on market is 17. That's the median days on market. Median days on market. So if you And we had how many sales? 901 sales total. 109 of the 901 were on the market for one day. They sold for statistical purposes only. They were not listed in MLS and marketed. So the net number, that's a big price. That's a, big number. Now, last year it was 98. Last year was 98, but the total number of sales was only 780. So now 901 sales, it jumps up to 109. And looking back in 2023, it was 101. It was 100. God, I can't even tell you what 2021 was. It was 198. But that was out of what was 2021? That was out of 1,354 sales. That was the unicorn year. Can't even imagine. But getting back to this year, the days on market without those 109 sales. So okay, you have a total of 901 sales, take off 109 that were not on the market at all, really. And the real number of sales in MLS marketed is 792. And the days on market, instead of being 17 median number of days on market, it jumps up to 26. And in reality, that should be the stat. If you go back, now last year, so we went from 17 to 26. Last year, the days on market was 14. It only went up to 18 when you took out those sales. So that shows you, as we've been talking about, that the days on market is becoming longer. In 2023, it also only went from 11 to 14. In 2022, it only went from 10 to 11, barely moved the needle. And for some reason, in 2021 and beyond, I don't have the aggregate with everything, so I can't compare it. But without sales off market, the median number, the days on market is 26. If you go back, and then I just gave you numbers, it was much lower going back in years, 18, 14, 11, 11. But when you hit 2020, it was 28 days on market. In 2019, it was 38 days on market. 2018, 31 days on market. 2017, 41 days on market, and 2016, 38 days on market. So this year's 26 days on market, again, all removing the number of sales off market, it historically is not super high. And in looking down at the column of the number of sales off market, other than the unicorn year 2020 and 2021, it's kind of about the same, 100. We went up to 126 in 2018, the brief low year. So I just find that interesting. I hope you do too. Otherwise, you've already changed the station. Okay. This caught my attention. Two condos on Dearborn Place sold. And they sold within one day of each other. And they're both one bedrooms. They sold almost for the same price, one $600,000, one $595,000. And it caught my attention because I was checking the hot sheet and I saw them both come up and I said, oh, that's unusual. But they also had, I could hear you humming, Richard. Would you like to sing a tune? the both agents who represented the buyer were not members. And you see it in MLS frequently, non-members. So I thought, wow, did some investor out of town buy both condos? So I contacted one of the agents and she said, no, her buyer was an agent from LA who represented his son and he bought it. And so they were both on the market. The one that sold for $595,000 sold for the asking price. It was remodeled and it was a ground floor unit and it was on the market 42 days on market. The other one, also remodeled, same complex, one bedroom, was a top floor unit. And, you know, some people like that. Some people like the ground floor. That was on 27 days on market. They were asking $580,000 and it sold for $600,000. So they got $20,000 over asking, sold for $600,000. The other one got their asking price, $595,000. So just, you know, 726 square foot, one bedroom condos. One of them, the ground floor unit, was very creative in their living room and had all these built-in shelves. It almost looks office-like, so it might be a turnoff for some. But I like the look, and they have a giant TV set in there, and they had a little desk next to it, and they created a ton of storage space. So there you go. Two condos on Dearborn, a story for you to tell your grandkids on Christmas Eve. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.